Hachette Audio presents Balance, In Search of the Lost Sense. Written by Scott McCready and read by Bob Craig.
Aristotle was wrong. Often credited as the first to catalog the human body's primary senses, he neglected to mention one of our most important, the sense of balance. That intricate orchestration of nerve impulses that allows us to dance with gravity. His oversight, however, is understandable. While it's easy to detect the role of the eyes, nose, skin, tongue, and ears, the receptors of balance are hidden from view and don't easily give up their secrets. Because the equilibrium sense is mostly autonomic, working below the level of consciousness, like breathing or the beating of a heart, the great philosopher apparently was unable to sense its subtle operation. Nearly 2,000 years later, the American writer Diane Ackerman made a similar error. In her popular book, A Natural History of the Senses, she glossed over the balance and equilibrium faculties in just a few sentences. Ackerman's short shrift of balance is less defensible than Aristotle's, but it still reflects the common view. For a number of reasons, many people today aren't aware that balance is a legitimate sense. Not only is there disagreement among medical professionals about what constitutes a sense, but balance is a devilishly complicated phenomenon. And to this day, it remains half-veiled in mystery and ambiguity. But among those